Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Right in the middle of winter citrus season, California growers find themselves in a pitched battle against a tiny bug from South Asia. Today, a quarantine goes into effect in Tulare County, a bid to stop the spread of the psyllid in the state, but it may be too late. Mark Hoddle is an entomologist from UC Riverside at the forefront of efforts to battle the bug. He joins us now. Thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome, Rachel. Thank you for having me on.
What is the Asian citrus psyllid, and what does it do to fruit that makes it so frightening to citrus growers?
The Asian citrus psyllid is an invasive insect in California, and it's native to parts of Central and Southeast Asia. And it arrived in California in 2008, and it's a small bug that sucks the juice from plants. But the big threat that this psyllid poses to California's citrus growers is not so much the fact that it sucks the juice from plants, but that it has the ability to spread a lethal bacterial disease called Huanglongbing. And once the disease starts to develop in trees, the effect it has on the fruit can be quite dramatic. It results in fruit loss, fruit becoming small and misshapen, and in some instances the fruit acquire a bitter taste.
It's taken the Asian citrus psyllid less than a year to spread from Southern California to Ventura County and now the Central Valley. What's being done to stop the spread, and why hasn't that worked?
As you can imagine, it's very difficult to police the movement of all types of citrus plants in and out of infected areas. And people may accidentally and unwittingly move plants that have Asian citrus psyllid on them out of infested areas in Southern California into uninfested areas such as the Central Valley or Ventura County. And another way these psyllids may move is that they potentially have the ability to hitchhike on, say, farm machinery or even vehicles.
So tell us a little bit about this quarantine in Tulare County.
Right, so the quarantine in Tulare County has been set up by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, and it's a 20-mile radius around the two fine sites in Tulare County. And basically what that means is that all plant movement within that 20-mile quarantine area is going to be restricted. However, citrus growers can still continue to pick fruit, move it into the packing houses, and once that fruit is washed, graded, and packed, it's free to move outside of that quarantine zone.
And I take it there's been no talk about spraying?
In urban areas in Los Angeles, the spray program has been discontinued because the psyllid numbers were so high and so widespread that it was uneconomical for the California Department of Food and Agriculture to keep up that program. And once the spray programs were wound down, the biological control program, which I'm in charge of, has moved in to fill that void. So we are now releasing parasites in areas that haven't been treated with pesticides to knock the psyllid populations back.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for your interest in this project, Rachel.
Mark Hoddle is an entomologist from UC Riverside. We've been keeping in touch with him this year as this story develops. Look for the link to our continuing citrus psyllid coverage online at californiareport.org. The San Bernardino City Council adopted an austerity spending plan yesterday in a special meeting over strenuous objections from a number of locals. The budget axes more than $26 million in spending and freezes debt payments ahead of another meeting Friday with a federal bankruptcy judge. A couple of weeks ago, the Legislative Analyst's Office in Sacramento reported there's light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the state budget crisis. California might even start running surpluses in a couple of fiscal years. But in the meantime, school districts have to make do. And when it comes to extracurricular programs, creativity is required to keep them running. From our Central Valley Bureau, Alice Daniel tells us about a particularly creative concept in the Fireball Las Deltas district.
Sarah.
Here.
Larry.
Here.
Stephanie.
Here.
Even the roll call sounds musical in Ryan Durlam's middle school choir class.
I love how many people have their feet on the floor and how they're sitting on the front half of their chair, back straight.
Now it's time to warm up. Fireball Middle School hasn't heard these sounds for 3 years. The choir was cut, along with the band program, when the district had to tighten its budget. But now, rows of kids line up for choral practice in both middle and high school. The band instruments have been refurbished. Superintendent Russell Freitas stands outside and points to the reason why. Rows of solar panels.
As you can see, the three large shade structures in our parking lot, which is a win-win. It provides shade for faculty and students' cars, and then, of course, producing the solar power on top of them.
Solar panels now provide electricity to the five schools in the Fireball Las Deltas district. Freitas says the move was successful because he hired one solar contractor to represent the school during financing, bidding, and construction. Freitas says Fireball has an ideal climate for solar.
Very little foggy days, and so we're going to be generating exactly what the projection is.
The projection is a $9 million savings in power over a quarter of a century, he says. The district also gets a $170,000 rebate annually for 5 years from PG&E. Not bad for a rural farming community where more than 90% of students get a free or reduced lunch.
Okay, here we go.
The district used the rebate money to hire a couple of new teachers and a music director. Music is a compelling reason to come to school, says Freitas.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
There is a lot of different electives, but I went to choir because I knew that's where I could be myself.
That's 7th grader Jacqueline Alvarez. 8th grader Roxy Avila agrees.
When I'm in choir, I feel more silly, like I can just express myself and not hide in a shell like in other classes.
Music is really an amazing part of a child's life, and it ends up being one of the top regrets of adults when they have been living their life for 30 or 40 years and they think back and they say, you know, if there's something I could have changed when I was in school, I wish I learned to play an instrument, or as I wish I learned how to sing.
District music director Ryan Durlam says he has 520 students learning music this year. Other districts in the sunny Central Valley are following Fireball's lead. Clovis Unified just signed a contract to put panels in 20 schools. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fireball.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 27th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.